Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The human mind cannot comprehend the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. As a person begins to ascend the spiritual ladder, then many persons go through experiences. There are those who see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day. There was one Jamaluddin or Jalaluddin Qalandari. And he was one of those people that used to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day. These are the time of Hazrat Hadi Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had lost his first Sheikh. And he still found a void within him. After the demise of the first Sheikh, he found a void. So he felt, oh, I must go and pursue something to fill this void, because my journey isn't complete yet. Had the journey been complete, then he wouldn't have felt the need to complete that void. He was in a state of restlessness several weeks, several days, that I need to get this. And meanwhile, he saw a dream where someone is ushering him to the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is ushering him into the presence of some great wali. It was vivid, a graphic picture, a graphic dream he had seen, very clear. But he couldn't identify the person. Who is this person that I am being admitted to? He was in that state of restlessness. One day the same Qalandar Shah Sahib saw him. So he says to him that you rather go to Lohari. Perhaps aapki matlab ki baat wahan aapko mil jayegi. This restlessness and anxiety that you've got, you will find the answer to it there in Lohari. The moment he had to hear this, he left straight. As he saw Haji Noor Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his first glance, and he understood that this was the person that I had seen in the dream. Miyaji Noor Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says to him, aapko apne khab ke upar bahut hi bada pakka yakeen hai. You have so much of faith in your dream. So this was the first karamat of his sheikh. He didn't even relate the dream, and the sheikh mentioned this to him. Now this experience is not a thing that we will measure anybody. We will not say that because he got this experience, so therefore he is so high. And if he didn't get this type of experience, we will not say that he is still scratching the surface. Some people don't have the experience, some people do have experiences. It is the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever he wants to bestow, whichever way, he bestows it to him. Miyaji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had fallen critically ill. He was towards the end of his life. And he desired to go past Thanabun back to his home in Lohari. So as he comes to Thanabun and he calls for Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah comes and he says, mujhe aapse kuch kaam lena tha, lekin ab waqt to raha nahi. I wanted to take some more work from you, But now my time is up. I don't have the time to accomplish what I desire. When Hari Sahib heard this, he cried. That means my Sheikh is saying his time is up. So how am I going to continue? So Miyadi Sahib told him, "Koi pareshan hone ki baat nahi hai. There isn't the need for you to get pareshan and worried. Ke faqir marta nahi, ek jaga se dusri jaga tak muntakil hota hai. I don't die. It's just a shift from one place to the other. Otherwise, I'm alive. How you get the shaheeds? لا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات. So here also, we don't die. We just a shift. Because they had given themselves entirely to Allah Ta'ala. And a shaheed also does the same thing, what he does. He gives himself to Allah Ta'ala. So like the shaheed has given himself to the eternal, so he's got eternal life. And this Wali Siddiq also has given himself to the eternal, so his life is eternal. Ideas, do you give your life to the eternal? When you say give your life to the eternal, then there is nothing of your own. Everything of his own, everything for Allah Ta'ala. Whether it's your talking, your lying down, your walking, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَّاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So when you have given everything to the eternal, so you become eternal. He makes you eternal, he gives you an eternal life. So, Hazrat Miyadi saw Hari Sahib Rahmatullahi crying. So he says, "Pareshan hone ki baat nahi, you don't have to be worried. Aapko mere qabr par wahi fayda hoga. At my grave, you will get the same type of spiritual benefit that you gain in my presence." But now this was told to Hazrat Hari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi by his Sheikh Hazrat Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He worked on the person for so many years, made his tarbiyat, knew his spiritual strength. So, therefore, he advised him accordingly. Now, me and you, if we try and imitate Hari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, then it's not right. It's incorrect reasoning. We don't have the spiritual capacity, nor do we have the strength. So we go and imitate these people here, stand beside the grave and go into a meditation as though we are communicating, it's wrong. For us, the simple way is we go to the grave, make salam, make dua, and Quran Sharif, pass it on and come away. Why must we imitate and pretend to be what we aren't? Apart from that, in this meditation and in the muraqabah, etc., you don't know who's appearing before you. Is it the dead person appearing before you, or is it some shaitan that is appearing before you? What guarantee you have got? Have you got any license to say that what I saw was real? It may be that shaitan came and made something apparent to you, and you felt it was right. So for people like us, this is not, it's not a license for people like us. You come to the grave of your peer, and you will get that type of benefit. Miyadi Sahib told it to Hadi Sahib, because he knew his strength, he knew his capacity, he trained him up, he brought him up, so he knew his strength. Now you and I, we don't have this type of things. When you don't have this type of things, then you mustn't pretend. It's possible you go and it's possible you begin to see and imagine some things, and then it may be that it's the wrong thing that you've seen. Right? So just remain at the level that you are. Don't try and go higher than the level that you are. Just remain at the level. On the road, you see a paramedic speeding, right? And the blue cars also you see speeding, right? So if you weren't chase the paramedic or the blue cars, what will happen? Police will stop you, right? You don't have that permission. You don't have that right. That blue car has got the right, and the paramedic has got the right. If it's speed, it's got the right, the police will stop it. In fact, the police will escort that car. Right? It will escort the paramedic, it will escort that blue car, right? But no one escort you, they'll find you. And they'll put you into prison, right? So you're not there, you don't pretend. They've got the right, whatever it is, the dignitaries, whatever, diplomats. So they get that type of diplomatic immunity, they can do things. Now you haven't got that. Now this is where many people go wrong. Oh, that Buzruk did this, and he was doing like this, and he saw this at the grave. So I must also be doing the same things. He is at his level, you remain at your level. Apart from that, this doesn't indicate any high position as well. There are some people that are ordinary, simple, sinful, maybe not even Muslims. And they actually see what's happening. They don't even have Islam, but they actually see, and what they're seeing is right. But so this is not an indication that you are spiritually very high. In Ad-Durru Thamin, Shah Waliullah Sabrahman's kitab, he explained a lot of this type of experiences, what experiences he had gone through. Like people like to hear jinnah stories at midnight. That time they like to hear the stories, and after that they can't sleep all night. Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was making mutala the late part of the night, and he saw a snake, so he killed it. So it was a Muslim rule at that time still. Some part of the night, and the police is at his door, and the Qazi wants to see you. It wasn't strange for Shah Waliullah Sahib because he was a senior alim, and the government used to seek his help. Masla, what do we do in this masla here? What's the masla here? What's the ruling here? So when he saw the police, so they escorted him. So he wasn't excited at all. Now he sees they take him to a place that he is not acquainted to. Then he sees a huge gathering, like a court procession. And there is a judge that is presiding over the case, and there is a janaza. So the charge is made against the Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that you are guilty of murder. This is the person that you have killed, and you are guilty of murder. So the Shah Sahib Rahmatullah inquired, and it was told to him that that was that person that came in the form of a snake. You killed him, it was a jinn. So he is awliya. فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّ سُلْطَانًا. Right? The awliya of the maqtool have got a right. Murdered person's guardians have got a right to claim qisas, right? So the Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, no. I have heard this hadith. مَنْ تَزَيَّأَ فِي غَيْرِ زَيِّهِ فَقَتْلُهُ هَدْرٌ. Right? Person that appears not on his original form. He appears not in his original form and he's killed. So he's killing his maaf. You can't claim for damages. There was one jinn that was in that audience. So he testified, هَكَذَا سَمِعْتُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I've heard this from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The judge was forced, was constrained to pass judgment in Hazrat Shah Sahib's favor. One masla is coming to my mind. I don't know who's going to check it up now. As I'm talking here, you get these costumes, right? A costume of a buck, a costume of a lion, of a tiger. And some of these costumes look very, very identical, very, very real, right? See, for example, someone worn a tiger's costume, right? Just for example, and he was shot dead. Person think he construed it to be a tiger and he shot it, right? So will there be any qisas for that? Fal yuraji, fal yata'ammal. Shaykh's Basra, isn't it? Huh? I was in India. It really happened. They played a fool on someone. I won't tell who. All known people. We were in Calcutta, so someone put a tiger skin and he came to that person late at night. He got such a shock. So he was seated here and there was a car. He jumped over the car, right? That's it. Got such a shock. So it's also man tazayya fi ghayri zayyihi. He came not in his original form. So when he came not in the original form, then he has to suffer the consequence. That person when killed, why he killed? Because he saw him in that form, in that shape. So it was a human being or whatever it was, but why you feared in that form? So you're talking about Qalandar Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Qalandar Shah was a man that used to see this every day. Now on his road to Hajj, the driver of the camel, he got disappointed with the driver of the camel and he must have given him one shot, you know. What's wrong with you? Wake up now. And the moment he gave him a shot, what he used to enjoy every day, that went away. Now you should get this every day and that is gone. See, when you get this special gifts, that you have to be very careful. Then you can't just be casual. Because it's an exclusive gift that you've been given. So every step of yours, you have to be careful. Otherwise, it came very well. It will go also very well. Sufyan Sawri Rahmatullahi says, that for approximately 6 months, I was deprived of Tahajjud Salah. What had happened was that, I can't remember exactly what was the details, but I had some type of a false suspicion against someone. This person is in ibadat or is crying in dua out of riya and show. You know, someone is in ibadat, someone is fasting, or someone is crying in his dua. So I had that suspicion this person is doing this out of show. As a consequence to this, then I was deprived of tahajjud for 6 months. How do you know he's doing it for show? You're saying that he's doing it for show. How do you know? What's your proof? So as you've been gifted, so you have to be very careful. Poong poong karke kadam rakhna chahiye. Some things are tolerated. Hasanatul abrar, Sayyi'atul Muqarrabin. Some things are tolerated from some person, but from the next person is not tolerated. It's a small child, 2 years of age, 1.5 years of age. So the father takes him on the back. Then he pulls the father's beard, he throws his topi around, gives the father 1-2 shots. Father will take his hand and kiss the hand. How cute my child is, right? At that age, huh? But the child is now not 2 years now, he's 20 years now. And if he does that, pull the beard, throw the topi and give him 1 shot then, father will kick him and throw him out, isn't it? It was the same child. He was 2 years, he was different. Now he's 20, he's different. Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyi'atul Muqarrabin. So at that level, you were different. Now you are different. So you'll be seen different. as you become spiritually elevated, then you need to be at a different level. Your performance, your behavior needs to be different, right? If a person is in matric, right, and he made a mistake in something to do with accounting, right, one extra digit or something, they won't take it too serious. Or he's a student, or first year BCom, he's first year, second year, and he made a mistake somewhere, so they won't take it very serious. But if he is a chartered accountant and he made one digit difference, made a mistake, then they may strip him of his degree. He may be stripped off. So why? Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyiatul Muqarrabin. You're not the same. Now, he used to see this, now this thing just went away. Every day he used to see it, and now it's gone. He doesn't see it at all. And he's trying, battling, making dua, crying, asking Allah's forgiveness. But nothing is happening. Asking people, whoever. Eventually one person told him, see, there's one black woman near the Rozay Mubarak. Old black woman, find her near the Rozay Mubarak, just go to her and tell her. So he went, you know, the person who enjoys these things, he knows what he's missing. People like us, we don't enjoy this type of thing, so something came or something went, we don't find the difference. But who's been blessed with this honor every day, then he knows what he's missing out. So he went, as he was told, go to the black woman near the Rose Mubarak and tell her about it. So he had to just tell her, and straight away she says to him, Shuf ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, there's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was so pious at such a level, right, in spite of her color, no social standing, but she must have been the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, that in one stroke and she just showed him straight away. So we can't underestimate anybody. We don't know who's where. Respect, but it doesn't mean everybody will be now a wali now. See, anybody doing something strange, so it doesn't mean now that he's a wali. People pull things on the extremes. See, someone doing something strange, like it happens in India, any person, the more strange the thing he does, the greater the wali he's considered to be. Someone is naked, bahut hi Allah wala hai. It really happens. Really happens. The more stupid things he does, you know, he's or poncha hua hai. So that you in this you get people now imitating, pretending. So this is one person that is pretending. So he's got all his murids all around, men, women, all murids he's got. He says, shh, run away. What? He took a stick and he's chasing something away. So he's asking, what are you doing? So no, one dog came into the Kaaba Sharif, I was chasing it away. He's sitting somewhere in India. And where his thoughts are running, that one dog came into the Kaaba Sharif, and he spotted the thief, so he's chasing it away. So that murid's wife told him, I'll fix him up. Don't worry, I'll sort him out. This arrangement, dawat, right? So arrange the dawat and put the plate of rice before him. And he's waiting because the works haven't come yet. It's just dry rice. I won't eat rice only. You need something to just wet it up, isn't it? So they ask him, eat now. He said, no, I'm waiting for the curry and all that. Waiting for the works, the meat and all that. Now that woman came from behind the parda, I said, you were a makeup. the meat, all that is under the rice. You could see right from here, from India, right to the Kaaba Sharif, the meat that is under the rice, buried under the rice, you can't see that. So you get all this makeup, and you get genuine and you get makeup. In everything you get a makeup and you get a genuine. So here also you get a makeup and you get a genuine. The easiest way to see a person is, look at 2-3 things. One is, look at the adherence to the sunnah. What is the level of commitment to the sunnah? Number 2, his secret life and his public life must be about the same. There must be a perfect consistency. Number 3, he is not chasing after dunya. He is not interested in the world and its comforts. When you see these 3 things, then generally, then he's the right person. He's not running after comforts. Comforts, women, etc. He's not running after that. Number 2, he's committed to the sunnah. And there's a consistent style in him. In the open and in secret. So you will get these people here. But sometimes it is difficult to locate them. And sometimes it is easy to locate them. Anyway, it's all spiritual experiences, right? So there's a lot of experiences you can talk about. The more you talk about it, the more exciting it becomes. Right. And people like to hear these things here because it is very juicy. But usme kuch karna nahi hota. You don't have to do anything. Just listen to these stories. Marvel. You don't have to do anything. One story and then close this up now. There was one sheikh now. He had a skin disease, a skin allergy from the head till the toe. Like how you get the psoriasis and all that. Bad way, very bad way he had it. But he's young now, 22 years of age, 23. He's a big sheikh, Qurashi sheikh, and he's got the skin allergy. A lot of murid he's got. The murid is telling him, get married. You're young now, 23, 22 years of age, you must get married. So he says, I don't want to spoil anybody's life. I got the skin allergy. And to be around a person who's got skin allergy, people feel nauseated, isn't it? You don't feel nice now. I'm going to get someone, some girl, I'm going to spoil her life. So don't be fair to get married to any young girl. One murid came up and said, I spoke to my daughter, you must get married. She wants to do your khidmat in spite of your state. So he asked him repeatedly, are you sure about this? You don't make jokes, are you sure? Did you take her permission? No, she wants to do it. Anyway, when he insisted and all that, and she wants to do khidmat, she learned about his state, the nikah was done. As the nikah is done, now they go into seclusion. Obviously, after nikah, you go into seclusion. So the wife sees, this man is so handsome as ever, like a person from Jannat came in, you know. Everything is immaculate, his shape, body, features, complexion, the nose, the cheek, the hair. And there's not a spot, there's not a trace of any psoriasis or any skin allergy. He's so perfect and so pure. His skin is, complexion, the height, everything is absolutely perfect. So she went into parda. What happened? So, no, I didn't get married to you. I got married to that person with a skin allergy. No, I am that very person. But you had an allergy. How come? I don't see anything of you. So, no, I made dua to Allah Ta'ala that this little girl, she's coming to my nikah and she's going to go through so much. So Allah Ta'ala, only the times that I'm with her in seclusion, let my body be absolutely normal. Normal and good looking and good appearing. In lieu of her great qurbani that she's made, make my body absolutely normal, clean, pure and attractive. Then again, my normal allergy can reappear, resurface, surface, it's all right. Allah Pak answers that dua. So she said, no. But I got married to that person who had a skin allergy. I want to go through that difficulty and serve the person and get the sawab. Now you know, ask for this thing to go away, I'm not going to get the sawab. So it's one of two choices I give you. You either reverse the dua. Reverse the dua, come back to your original state, and I'll be with you. Or you remain like this, and I'll go away from you. Give me my talaq and go. So she forced him to come back to his original state, and she will endure, and she will serve him in that state. You see. So this is not for entertainment. What we think, all these things, entertainment, moz or majak karne ke liye, it's not for entertainment. All this difficulty you go through, the sacrifice, and all that, it's the package. Allah bakt ufiq nasib bari.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa laqibatil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil amjai wal mursaleen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا يا كريم رحم الله forgive all our sins يا الله يا كريم رحم الله you love to forgive us يا الله يا كريم رحم الله forgive our parents sins, Ya Allah, those sins we have done in public, Ya Kareem Rahim Allah. Forgive those sins we have done in private, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive those sins we have done unknowingly, Ya Allah, and those sins we have done unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the sins of our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, bring us closer to you, Ya Allah. Allah, bring us closer to you, Allah. Allah, for very long we have stayed very far from you, Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, bring us closer to you, Allah. Allah, envelop us with your mercy, Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, you love to forgive us, Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, you love to forgive us, Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, those who are ailing, Allah. Those who are languishing in prison, Allah. Those who are in whatever difficulty, Allah. Allah, you make it easy for them, Allah. The Muslims in the world are suffering, Allah. You make it easy, Allah. Allah, whatever parishani, whatever difficulty, Allah, they are going through, Ya Allah. Allah, you know the halat, Ya Allah. You make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, we have come, Ya Allah, at the feet of your beloved, Ya Allah, to seek you, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, make our quest easy, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, make our quest easy, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, keep the shadow of our kabirin above us all the time, Ya Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect this madaris. The madaris all over the world from all types of sharia, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Kareem Rahim Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. According to the man of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, whoever's requested us to make dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our condition better than anyone else, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, in spite of our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill whatever desires they have, Ya Allah. Whatever jais hajat they have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Grant them the best in this world, cover in the akhirat, Ya Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, like how you have brought us closer to your beloved in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, you bring us closer to you, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, we have a few days left of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Grant us ability to fulfill the haq of this month, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, grant us ability to fulfill the haq of this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, beautify all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Beautify all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our asking, Ya Allah, we are deficient, Ya Allah. We know not what to ask for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us those things which your beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked for, Ya Allah. And we ask you to seek us, to save us from those things which your beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sought for protection from, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon. Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.